Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. For 10% off.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
So Amazon Prime Day ended, and Katie, did you get anything big?
I got a few things. Nothing big. I got a rug.
Okay, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
So Cannon with a K made some purchases on Amazon Prime Day, and they went to the wrong address. So I am calling to get this resolved, and what Cannon bought is actually pretty big.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Is this Kathy or is this Douglas?
Yeah, this is Kathy.
My name is Cannon, which is spelled with a K, and this is weird, but you live at my old house. I used to live there about 4.5 years ago. I sold it. Well, technically it was repossessed, but I don't live there anymore. And then the person who bought it from me, they sold it to you. I ordered a bunch of stuff on Prime Day, from Amazon Prime, and I haven't used Amazon in a while. I wasn't allowed to for a long time because the bank said, quote unquote, you're irresponsible, Cannon. So what I did when I purchased it, because I just got my credit card back, I went on there and I realized after I made the purchase that it was my old address. But I was wondering, though, if you could just do me a solid, and when it gets delivered, move it like into the garage or something like that, so until I get down there, so I can pick it up.
How much stuff are we talking though? Because I'm not sure.
It's not much.
Putting it in my garage, but
no,
it's not
much.
The driveway.
No, it's not much at all. No, and I just know I know that that part of North Natomas is a little bit shady. First thing I bought myself a Peloton bike. Because I'm gorgeous, I need to stay in shape a little bit better. So when that comes, just move that right into the garage, okay? It's going to be in a box. It's not going to be put together. If you want to put it together, though, for me, that'd be cool. Like, can you put my bike together?
Sounds like it's a pretty big box.
It's a pretty big box.
Pretty big, right?
Yeah, it's also very heavy, so please be careful with it.
That's pretty big. I don't think I can move that by myself. I mean, I'm going to have like my husband do that.
I also bought an above ground pool. That's going to come in several boxes. Now, as far as the pool goes,
pool? Wait, are you talking about like a kiddie pool? Like
no.
A blow-up pool?
No, like an above ground, like above ground pool for all the way grown-ups, for cool grown-ups.
You definitely have to come within the next like 2 days or so, but it's going to have to stay outside. Okay?
Well, okay. As long as you guard it though, as long as you get eyes on it, 24/7, because I know that area in Natomas, I had so much stuff stolen from me out there.
Well, I can't make any promises. I work. My husband works. We're not going to be home all the time. But I don't think anyone's going to run off with your Peloton in their car.
Well, they might run off with the... I bought a bunch of squirt guns. Like, the really big... Like, they don't sell Super Soakers anymore. But, like, really big, like squirt guns. So they might run off with those.
Okay, well, something small like that I can maybe put into the garage.
It's not small because I got 300 of them.
300? What are you doing with an army of squirt guns?
Okay, well, first of all, hold on. A, that's rude. And B, I've got a vision and dreams, and I was going to open my own business. It's going to be a squirt gun park.
300's a lot. 300's a lot. So
right.
You definitely have to come quick because this is a lot of stuff.
I can only come as fast as I can with a truck. Do you have a truck?
My husband has a truck, but like he uses it for work.
Oh, that's perfect. Load it all in the truck and then you can drive it to me.
So, I mean, where do you even live?
I live up in Cameron Park now.
That's so far.
What do you want me to do? You're the one who made the offer to drive all my stuff to me.
I'm sorry. Like, that's so far.
We're getting ahead of ourselves, okay? So do me a favor. Why don't you ask him, hey, The guy who used to bang in our bedroom, he had a bunch of stuff
that he ordered from Amazon,
and it's being delivered to our house. Can you load in a Peloton bike and an above-ground pool and 300 squirt guns and then drive it an hour and a half to Cameron Park? Ask him that and see what he says before we jump to conclusions.
You have to come get it yourself because, that's it. I'm sorry.
All right, well, you know what I do know for a fact that your husband would say yes to is a phone scam. Because he emailed me and asked me to phone scam you. It's Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and this was his idea.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com.
The Wake Up Call, 106.5 The End.
We have to get right down to it. We have a situation.
We've got a case we need to solve.
When all three of us came into work, we're the first ones here by a long shot. We're the only people in this entire building, not just our suite, yet outside the door, the main door into the building was food. DoorDash food. I investigated this, brought the food. It's right here.
Oh. Okay, you brought the food. Okay.
It's from Mod Pizza.
Okay.
Two pizzas.
Okay.
And a bag filled with other items.
Okay.
And also, I'm just realizing bugs.
Ew. Really?
We should probably get it out of here as soon as possible. Here is the receipt. It's two. Both of them have cauliflower crust.
Ew.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. One is a pizza. One is one large cheesy garlic bread. So this was, is this for one person?
Wow, he eats like me.
How do you know it's a he?
Because the order name is on here. Brian P. Somebody works here, maybe, or maybe they don't, named Brian P. And this delivery was at 8 p.m. last night, almost 8 p.m. Now, nobody's here at 8 p.m.
Well, I mean, people could be.
I don't think they
are. There's a mortgage company in this building, so
at
maybe...
Maybe people work late.
They close at like 5 or something.
Now, here's the really mysterious part. Inside of the bag, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of something called a no-name cake, and then some ranches.
A no-name cake?
Yeah, that's one of these. You want to open it? It looks like okay. It looks like a disc of explosives.
Is it like a dessert?
Yeah.
No, what a strange no name cake.
Okay. What does it look like?
Is there bugs? I'm not eating that.
Nobody's eating any of this, Kevin.
Kevin, it's been sitting outside.
I didn't know. Why would we bring it in
it
then?
It looks like so it's like a cake. It's about the size of a hockey puck, and on the inside. It has like some sort of white cream.
Okay, so it's like
and the outside's kind of hard.
Okay, so like kind of like a giant ho-ho.
Yes.
Okay. Brian P wanted 6 of them. Okay, now let's not food shame Brian P, okay?
Okay.
Let's instead talk about the DoorDash driver. Let's talk about how this happened.
Okay.
How was food just left here.
So I'm going to tell you exactly how it happened, and I'm going to solve the mystery, and you guys aren't going to like it.
Okay.
Brian P. meant to have this delivered to his house, but the last time he got something DoorDashed, it was at work, and he didn't change the address on his DoorDash. So the DoorDash driver, who couldn't get into the building at 8 o'clock because the doors automatically lock, just goes, okay, I guess it says on the instructions, leave at front door. So that's what he did. Then Brian P. and probably his family were like, where are my no-name cakes? And the kids were like, Dad, where's my Brian P., which is what they called him, Dad, which is weird. We wanted our no-name cakes for our dinner. And he said, you had to eat the pizza first. And they said, well, now we get to eat nothing.
Well, that's a sad story.
That's a sad story. Yeah. Well, he doesn't want to eat this now.
No.
But what happens in a situation like that? You guys use DoorDash more than I do. Do you get your money back? Probably not.
No. I've had stuff that I thought was being delivered to work delivered to my house. Like, I've had the opposite thing happen.
Yeah.
And it just gets dropped off at your house.
So do we put this food back outside for Brian P?
I mean, I don't think he's going to want it.
Do we bring it inside and leave it in the lobby? Because we have a lobby here.
We'll
just have it sitting on a little chair.
It feels like...
Or do we call Brian P?
Do we have his number?
Yes.
We definitely call Brian.
Yes, call him.
Call him now?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, tell him he forgot his pizza.
All right. I mean, I'm a little nervous about calling him. It's early in the morning. We don't know what kind of lifestyle Brian P. has.
Well, I guess we do. He's got a family. We know that much.
No, you gave him that.
I'm nervous.
I do want to know why you ordered so many cakes.
Thank you for calling DoorDash support. Are you calling as a Dasher?
Ew.
That's not Brian P's number.
It says customer's number, and then that was the number I dialed.
Okay, well.
You can understand the misunderstanding yeah. there.
I understand the mistake.
Jeez Louise, everybody just back off. I'm trying to help Brian P, father of five. Father of five no-name cakes. Poor kids didn't have their dinner ho-hos.
I do want to know, like, so did he just reorder it?
I don't know. Is that what you do? You buy
you
stuff
re-order
twice?
Reorder it?
If it's what I was going to feed my family for dinner, what choice do you have?
Go get it.
Oh, you don't know where Brian P. lives.
I don't, but I know where you live, and you don't live that far from here.
Well, okay, yeah. If it were me, I'd probably, well, I'd tell my husband, but.
All right, well, listen. We tried to help you, Brian P. I hope you're listening. I'm sure you are. Your food will be waiting for you in the lobby. It's a little stale.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We got a problem. Well, technically it's Canada's problem. But a man has been fired from his job, and the story has gone viral, and no one is more invested in this story than Katie from The Wake Up Call.
It's true.
She not only is emotionally invested in this story. She wants to put boots on the ground and she needs your help.
Yeah.
Tell us what happened.
First of all, I need to learn how to make a petition.
A petition?
Yeah. And it needs to go viral.
Kevin can probably help you with that.
So this guy in British Columbia worked for a petroleum company.
Okay.
And he's out with his truck doing his petroleum company job. And he sees a baby moose that keeps trying to jump in the back of his truck. And she's like trying over and over and over. And he's like, what is going on? So he gets out and he realizes that the baby moose that he said is, quote, just a few days old, it was trying to escape a black bear.
What?
Yeah, it was being stalked by a black bear.
Moose are so smart.
So this guy, Mark, he grabs the moose, puts it in the front seat of his truck.
Not in the back of the truck.
Probably didn't want it to fall out.
Okay.
Okay. Drives it to like a sanctuary.
So Mark and Moose just hitting the road.
Mark and he named the moose Misty.
Oh.
Mark. Misty the moose.
Yeah. Mark and Misty. Okay. He drops her off. He goes back to work. He's like any of us, doing the you're not going to believe this thing.
Yeah.
Telling everybody. They fired him.
For what?
For not calling somebody that's an expert in to take care of the moose and taking care of it himself. I mean,
is that in the handbook?
I'm sure specifically it doesn't say no moose in the cab of your truck.
Right.
Probably doesn't say that.
But does it say something about like you can't bring wildlife into one
Why
of our trucks?
Why would that be in the handbook?
Well, because it's their truck. The truck is their property.
I know that. But I mean, like, we have station vehicles. I guarantee there isn't a bylaw that says no animals in it.
No, because we don't drive to the wilderness of British Columbia. But they do. I wonder, because nothing goes in the handbook until somebody violates it.
That's true.
Then it goes in the handbook. But what do you want to make a petition for?
Get his job back.
Yes, I'm all for this.
I want them to give him a year's salary.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. That's it. It sounds like there was more to it. I feel like I hear you.
Okay.
But the company did what they probably felt like they had to do.
If you want to see Misty, text the word moose.
We have a picture?
To 916-909-1065. You can see she deserved to be rescued.
Yeah. She's so cute. And then the picture of them posing together. Like, how could you fire someone?
That's a cute moose.
Yes! Yeah.
Okay. How do we know that they didn't fire him for other stuff? Maybe he did a bunch of other things and this was the last straw. Maybe this guy, Mark, which if you're just joining us, got fired from his job because he rescued a baby moose and put it in the company truck. How do we know that he wasn't just a serial sexual harasser? And they just couldn't make it stick. Woman after woman was like, Mark, he just makes googly eyes at me and I'm sick and tired of it. They called Mark in. Mark, this is the last straw. Or maybe Mark keeps posting things on social media that doesn't reflect positively on the company.
It's
maybe
strange
something
that
was
he
there.
Didn't just go to, he regularly puts moose in his truck.
No, no, because that can't happen all the time. So this, or maybe it was. What if this was the last straw? Either because he's a serial sexual harasser or because this is the fifth time he's okay. put a baby moose in the truck.
Okay. Like, one moose, shame on you. Two moose, shame on me.
Right. They sit Mark down. Mark's in there, be like, guys, it happened again. And then the boss comes out and goes, oh, God. Mark, come in here. I heard you say it happened again, and it can only be one of two things. One, you smacked another girl's butt, or two, you put a baby moose in the truck again. Yeah, I put a baby moose in the truck again. Mark, we talked about this. You can't put a baby moose in the truck. A black bear. Did you see the black bear? Well, no. The look on the babies on Misty's face. You named it. You named it also.
They can't all be named Misty, Mark.
Right, yeah. That wasn't Misty two weeks ago. This is Misty 2. Oh, this is Misty 2. Okay. Did you see the black bear? No. So we're just supposed to take you on your word that the Misty looked like she was scared. Specifically of a black bear. She wasn't scared because you're a human trying to shove a baby moose into a truck. No comment. I want my lawyer. That's probably how it went.
You're probably right.
All right. So you still want to get a petition going?
If I can figure it out.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
How would you like to live longer?
I'd love it.
It sounds exhausting. But doctors have just put out a study that says that there are 8 habits that if you develop them before the age of 40, there's a really good chance that you could extend your life by 24 years. Up to 24 years, which I know it seems a very specific number, but that's what the report says. All you have to do, though, is just follow these 8 steps. And when you look at them, at first you're just like, oh, okay. But then the more you look at them, you go, oh, boy. And you have to do all 8. You can't pick and choose.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's not like, well, if I'll do 5 of them. Well, then it doesn't work. You have to do all 8. Number 1, exercise. Number 2, don't get hooked on opioids or pain pills. Mm-hmm. Now, right away, off to a great start. Okay, I can exercise. And when they say exercise, you need to exercise in some form every day. Go for a walk. Go for a 20-minute walk or something like that. Don't get hooked on opioids. Pretty self-explanatory.
I mean, yeah, I don't think people are going out there going like, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to get hooked on opioids.
No, I don't think it's a plan, but if your doctor prescribes, treat it very seriously.
Sure.
Okay, number 3, don't smoke.
Yeah.
Okay, and they include vape in that as well. Number 4, manage your stress. Take part in meditation, breathing exercises. Try to make conscious decisions to not let your anxiety or stress spike. Number 5, eat a mostly plant-based diet.
Interesting.
Cut meat mostly out of your diet. And if you do eat meat, try to have fish or chicken. Number 6, avoid binge drinking.
Yeah.
Do not get drunk. Number 7, get enough sleep. And they do say it's 6 to 7 hours a day. Okay.
Listen, don't get me started.
Number 8, have friends, maintain good social relationships in person. Okay. Oh, yeah. So they said that as well. Now, listen, when you look at this list quickly, you go easy peasy.
Okay.
But then when you really stop to break this down, our human brains, I feel like, take over a little too much and you go, ah.
Well, like, which one do you think you can't do?
I don't think I could eat a mostly plant-based diet.
Yeah.
I don't think that I can manage my stress. I haven't been trying to manage my stress practically my entire adult life. If you're somebody with anxiety, that's really hard. I mean, I don't want, see, that's the other thing too. I don't want to live on medication.
Why?
I don't know. I just
You'd rather live anxious?
No, I'd rather live anxious, but I mean, maybe
you
I should get back.
You wouldn't rather.
I should try to get back into meditation.
Okay.
You know, there was a period of time there for about 2 years where every day, just like exercise, I was trying to like meditate and be still and be quiet and calm for about 20 minutes.
Okay.
You know, maybe I should get back to that. But I mean, who doesn't like to get drunk every once in a while?
I'm approaching getting sober.
Completely?
I think so.
You're a two Chardonnay lunch kind of girl.
I know. And I, like, just the more I'm learning about what alcohol, even in small doses, does to your body, like, I'm definitely getting sober curious. It ages you. I mean, it is poison that we are, like, actively putting into our bodies.
Correct. But it's also kind of fun.
Oh, it's super fun. That's why it's like really hard not to just be like, I'm just going to quit drinking. And it's delicious.
I know that it's like risk versus reward, but that's what life is.
Okay, but the same thing can be said about cigarettes.
Yeah. So just the risk is a lot higher.
It's not.
It kind of
is. It's absolutely not. The things that alcohol does to you, alcohol is considered a carcinogen now. There are 7 cancers that are related to alcohol.
Which one of those, Kevin, do you think you'd struggle with?
Not really anything, honestly.
You're the most depressed person in this room.
Yeah, but that's if I want to manage it.
What about managing your stress? You're freaked out, too.
I meditate by the river.
Yeah, but you do meditate by the river.
Yeah?
Okay.
Go ahead, hit another hole.
How about binge drinking for you?
I don't binge drink. I actually only socially drink.
That is true. He sips. True.
I know my limit
and
I will stop.
Smoking something.
Okay, here we go again.
Well, I mean, it's not cigarettes, but it's something.
You can't skip one of these. That's what doctors
are
saying.
Okay, fine. I guess that one then, the smoking one.
Everybody's got at least one of these on the list.
Yeah.
And again, the list is exercise, don't do opioids.
Although exercising every day does seem like something I'm really struggling
with. It's a brisk walk.
Don't get hooked on opioids. Don't smoke. Manage your stress. Eat a plant-based diet. Don't binge drink. Get enough sleep and keep good friendships that are in person. You do that before you're 40 and you will live an extra 24 years. That's what doctors say anyway.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Secret time on the Wake Up Call, and we are talking to Mike this morning. Not his real name, nor is it Katie's husband.
Thank goodness.
And this is not his real voice. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no, thank you for giving our show content. what is your dirty little secret?
So I just recently moved in with my girlfriend, and it's exciting, and it's romantic, and everything is great. I just feel a little guilty because when it comes to the rent amount, I kind of fibbed a little bit with how much rent is per month. And we're, you know, the idea that we're going to help each other out 50-50, but only I kind of managed to slip in that she's paying 2/3 and I'm only paying the 1/3. So it's not necessarily 50-50, but she doesn't know. She's not none the wiser.
So if you're just joining us or didn't quite understand him there, because we did disguise his voice, his girlfriend has no idea how much rent is because they just moved in together, and he told her it's more than that, so she thinks she's paying half, but she's actually paying 2/3.
So she must not be on the lease, otherwise she would have been able to see in paperwork or something that what the actual amount is, right?
That's correct, yeah. It's just my name's on the lease.
I want to know, why are you doing
it
this?
It is a good question.
You do like her,
she
right?
She is your girlfriend.
I do. Yes, 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 yes. I love her. I just need some help. But,
so does she make more than you?
She does. She has a great job. She has a great job. And also, her parents are pretty well off. So I feel like just that alone kind of gives, you know, she has more access to helping out with the bills than I do.
Well, do they give her money?
Not necessarily, no.
Well, then what the hell difference? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so is this because you feel like, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but do you feel like she should have to pay more of the rent because she makes more money than you? Or you just want her to?
It would just be more helpful, I think. Because
more helpful to who? We're all laughing.
We're laughing.
Oh, man, defrauding our
government. Yeah, I know. I think I went kind of down the wrong path on this one, but here we sit. So, right. Yeah, it would be much more helpful to me, of course, but I think that it wouldn't bother her at all.
Okay.
Well, okay, but if it wouldn't have bothered her at all, why didn't you say, hey, here's how much the rent is?
Right.
And.
Because now she could find out. And now it's deception.
Right. As opposed to just saying, hey, it's harder for me to pay half.
Right.
Because I don't make as much as you.
Which, by the way, does she make 2/3 more than you?
She could cover it herself if she wants.
She covered herself. So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure she knows that she makes more money than you. So it's not like having a conversation with her about like, hey, it's harder for me to pay half of this than it is for you. Are you okay covering a little bit more than me?
Yeah, I think it's my pride is kind of tied into a little bit. I'm like, look, I'm a man. But yeah. You know, I guess how manly is it to force
cheat out your girlfriend? Them, right.
I got to be honest. It's hard to hate Mike.
It is hard. Yeah, I want him to charge me too much in rent.
If you're just joining us, by the way, it's the dirty little secret. Mike just admitted that he lied to his girlfriend about how much rent is so that she would pay 2/3 instead of what she thinks is half. So, okay, so now you're saving a little bit of money. Are you at least lavishing her with some gifts, taking her out to some fancy meals?
Waking her up, maybe something that doesn't require a lot of money. Waking her up with coffee in the morning, rubbing her feet.
Yeah. Well, I just invested in a delicious espresso machine. I highly recommend it. So, yeah, hot and early there in the morning, there's coffee for her.
Okay.
Whatever she wants for dinners, that kind of thing. But it is, yeah.
So, okay. All right. So, do you make all the meals?
I try to. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, do you do a lot of the cleaning?
So, that's probably 50-50 also.
Oh, right. I'll accept that.
I'm trying to help you out with maybe a little bit of justification. If he's making
all
the
dinners, whatever you got, yeah.
And he's doing half the cleaning.
It doesn't matter because he didn't talk to her.
Yeah.
He lied to her.
I didn't think it through. Yeah. I definitely didn't think it through.
No, you did not think it through. So now you have to, in a miracle, say, honey, I can't believe it. They lowered our rent in this economy.
Ooh, okay. I like it.
So
like
now you have surprise. To do that.
Okay. I like that approach.
Okay.
Yeah. Other than the fact I can just admit that I'm bad at math, maybe.
There you go. All right. Well, it's the dirty little secret on the wake-up call. Thank you, Mike, so much for your dirty little secret.
Well, thanks for the insight, guys. Thanks for having me.
Call anytime, you little scoundrel.
106.5 The End.
The wake-up call.
Nobody loves the world of cryptozoology more than I do.
Even giving it that name.
Cryptozoology, in case you don't know, is fancy talk for Bigfoot and stuff like that.
Exactly.
The chupacabra.
So that's why I'm saying to even be calling it that.
If you're ever on a first date with somebody that describes themselves as a cryptozoologist, run, don't walk.
Yeah.
But you probably could tell by the beard before you saw them. But that being said, we have found ourselves at a very, very fascinating crossroads because a team is being assembled. And the team is being assembled to look for the Loch Ness Monster in ways that we've never done before. They're calling it a Nessie team. And they're looking for volunteers. Because they are launching all over the course of one weekend something they are calling Quest Weekend. And the weekend consists of using tools that they've never really used exclusively in Loch Ness.
Okay.
Loch means lake. And they want volunteers to help in the process. What the researchers are going to do is use...
Are we using the word researchers with quotes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They are using airborne drones that are each fitted with thermal cameras.
Okay.
That can look very far down through water. And they are going to use these thermal images of the water and infrared cameras, which we've never really done before. They are also going to have boats out on the water as well that are going to lower hydrophones, which are microphones that go underwater.
Sure.
That can pick, that's how we know what whales sound like.
Yeah.
And stuff. And they are going to be looking for, quote unquote, any Nessie-like calls.
Okay.
Where do the volunteers come in? We don't know.
Oh, okay.
Probably beautiful.
Probably.
Here's where the volunteers come in.
Oh, okay.
They want volunteers to stand on the shore and keep their eye on the water. You look out there. You look. You let us know.
That is so insulting. And so like, okay, so these professionals are like, you know, those kooks are going to show up. And somebody goes, I know, we can't keep them away. It's a public lake. They go, but they're going to want to try to help. And somebody goes, what if we just tell them, like, watch the water?
Stay on the shore. I think you're wrong. I think the people of Loch Ness, They need the Loch Ness monster myth to exist. Because otherwise, they have nothing. Imagine if the number one industry for your town was just a goof. And again, this is coming from somebody who wants nothing more in life than for the Loch Ness Monster to be real.
You mean like a little place in your home state of Pennsylvania?
What are you talking about?
Called Punxsutawney?
Don't you
Because it
dare.
Seems a little like that place is known for just silliness and a goof, and we all seem just fine with that.
You're talking about Groundhog Day?
I sure am.
Okay, well, listen. First of all, Groundhog Day is a very real thing, okay? And second of all, yeah. I've been to Punxsutawney.
Yeah?
There are other things to do there besides that.
Gavin.
One, you can die of mesothelioma, or two, die of meth, okay? So, excuse you. Third of all,
yeah.
Fourth of all.
Oh,
I think that we have seen a decline in Loch Ness monster
lore.
Intrigue. Yes.
I agree with that.
I think this is a big stunt to get everybody to
talking perk. Again.
Exactly.
Okay.
I think they need people.
We haven't had sightings in a very long time. That one picture that we all have seen.
The black and white one?
Yeah. We haven't seen another picture since then.
By the way, that black and white picture you're talking about that we've all seen?
Yeah.
Confirmed fake.
No. It seems like something the size of Nessie simply wouldn't be able to survive based on what she had to eat in that lake. She's very big.
Yeah.
I would imagine you need more substance if you're that big. I don't know that just plain old regular lake fish are going to do it.
You're 100% right about that.
Yeah.
Because the top theory is she's a plesiosaur. Which is a dinosaur, an aquatic dinosaur that got locked in there after the glaciers kind of moved everything, and then she just got shut in there.
So she's that old?
Well, she's reproduced. Maybe she went in there with a
Who'd
mate.
Who'd she reproduce with?
Well, maybe her boyfriend or something like that. And then they
So there's more than one in there right now?
They think so. Maybe.
It doesn't sound like you know a lot about this.
It also doesn't sound like anybody's taking inbreeding into any sort of... You would like a trip to Scotland? It's 3 hours from Edinburgh, just so you can keep your eye on the horizon. It's going to be in late August.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
Every kid lies. And what's funny about when kids lie... They lie about really funny, ridiculous, really stupid things. And we want to know what yours is or was. 916-909-1065. Call or text us, but we'd love it if you called. 909-1065. And we're bringing this up because I saw somebody put this up on Reddit, and I compiled some of the best answers because the lies are so funny. But before we get to those, Kevin... You're still kind of living this life.
No, I'm not. What do you mean?
Like sometimes the lies that you tell people,
they're almost like little kid lies where it's like, well, one, you didn't need to say that. And two, it's obviously not true.
They're not lies. Like if I, like I was an Eagle Scout.
Prime example. Like
how that is one that to this day seems quite questionable.
No, I really am. I have the certificate, but I just misplaced it.
Or like that you had to register your fists with the federal government because they were weapons you have a black belt.
Black belt, first degree in Taekwondo.
I mean, those are just, they're little kid lies. But you've carried them over to your adult life. I mean, I'll say one of mine, and what's so funny about little kid lies is if you remember them, you're cringy about them. You know what I mean? Like I still have so much cringe.
My little kid lies are like, I want to bury myself.
I have a teeny tiny scar on my hand.
Okay.
Told people I was attacked by a shark. It's a teeny tiny scar. What was I thinking?
What were you thinking?
What was I thinking? The worst was, and this wasn't a verbal lie, it was a physical lie. Mm. Kind of like the kids who would like stretch out a paperclip and put it in their mouth and be like, I got braces or yeah. I got a retainer. I was at the beach once and I went out on the balcony and our balcony overlooked the pool in the wherever we were. And I brought my keyboard. Yes, I brought a keyboard with me on vacation.
You know what? I've heard this story many times. And the fact that you brought a keyboard with you on vacation never even popped into my head.
Big keyboard. And I sat out there with sunglasses on, hit the demo button, and pretended to play the demo on the keyboard, hoping that all the girls would be like, wow, he's really good. That bossa nova is really good.
Wow.
No one can look at me right now. I'm so cringy.
I used to, on the back of both of my feet, my like heel bone is maybe slightly more prominent than other people's, slightly. And I used to tell people I was born with a disability where, and see if you can track this, my foot bone was too big for my foot. Okay, the other one, and this is the most cringy. I used to tell people that my dad used to play football for the St. Louis Rams. Now you might be thinking to yourself, Katie, the St. Louis Rams, that's incredibly random. Here's why. He went to Casa Roble High School, and they are the Rams.
Oh,
so he had a football jersey from when he was back in high school that had the Rams on it. So I used to tell people, Yeah, he used to be a professional football player. And then I'd always be like, don't talk to him about it.
No, definitely don't bring it up. No, definitely don't do that. Oh, my God. 916-909-1065. We will get to the list I found on Reddit. But Mona, good morning. What was your kid lie?
Good morning. Well, my kid lie was that, let's see, William Catt was my uncle.
Who is even that?
The greatest American hero. So I am like around 50. So this was back, I was 10, and this is probably like in the early 80s.
This was popular then?
I guess. It was popular with me.
And you told
me. We watched The Greatest American Hero, and it was William Catt, and I was so awkward as a kid. Nothing special about me, and I thought,
so you used this as a way to kind almost a conversation starter because you didn't really have anything else to talk about?
Well, no, I wasn't popular.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, you know this will make you stand out.
Thank you so much, Mona. What's really funny is that Kevin screens everything and he writes it up on a screen. He wrote that she told people her uncle was Cat Williams. Not William Katz. Cat Williams. Very different.
Very different.
Dallas, good morning.
Good morning.
What is yours?
Well, I used to tell everyone my mom was the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader because my name was Dallas and people used to make fun of my name. And then I was cool when they heard that.
In reality, so much of the cringy lies we told as kids were designed to help us be cool.
Be cool, yeah.
And they, now that when you say them out loud, are so painfully uncool.
Could your mom have passed for a Dallas cheerleader?
Oh, she could have definitely passed for a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Okay, well, thank God for that, because if it was like you had a frumpy mom, they're like, yeah, my mom was a Dallas cheerleader. That's why she called me Dallas. And then they're like, wow. And then they go over to your house, and she's like, hi. They're like, wow.
She looks like Mama June from
She's letting herself go.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I feel like whenever we talk about Gwyneth Paltrow, we need to use this music. I assume this is...
Because she's always in a hammam spa.
Gwyneth Paltrow is easily the most out-of-touch celebrity, I think, on Earth. And you know, she grew up of an extremely wealthy, famous daughter of famous parents, and she never, ever got grounded. And the latest and most obvious example of that is an ad that she put up on her TikTok, and it's her hawking something ridiculous. Now, you know, she's the kind of person that always hawks ridiculous stuff.
Now, this is supposed to be just like some sort of probiotic, but I'm sure it's like, and the main ingredient is chunks of gold.
Right.
Like,
right.
It's always includes something that is just weird and extreme.
Right, exactly. So that's not what makes this so funny. What makes this so funny is her son.
No, don't say it. Don't say
okay,
it.
Okay, all right.
Play the audio. Okay, so this is her, and she's holding a probiotic.
Yep.
It's part of the Goop Wellness line, for those interested. And she's explaining the benefits of this probiotic.
So this is a 24-strain probiotic. And not the kind that you find in yogurt and stuff like that. No, this is making beans and milk.
You're not having a problem with your radio. That's the ad. And what you can't hear, because you can't hear her say anything anymore, is she looks over the shoulder and says, oh, Moses is steaming some milk right now. Moses is one of her children.
Yeah.
I assume he's an adult at this point.
I'm sure.
Here's the rest of the ad.
And so good for bloating and regularity.
The reason why I had to play the rest of the ad is because you're like, well, I'm sure that like it only lasted like 5 seconds. Moses probably started to steam milk and then realized his mom was recording and went, oh my God, I'm so sorry. No, keeps steaming the milk.
Yeah. And at no point does mom go, hey, Moses, could you stop doing that? At no point does she stop recording and go, hey, I need everybody just be quiet. I just need like a minute.
Right.
And it's not even going to be a 3-minute TikTok. Don't worry. She just barrels through. And then posted it.
Didn't do a take two.
And here's what I think makes it worse. Because Gavin thought that she was hired as an influencer for another company.
Well, that's what the TikTok you sent me said.
Oh, okay.
It said she was paid thousands of dollars to do this TikTok.
Well, it's part of her Goop Wellness line.
I wonder if other products can join the Goop Wellness line.
It feels... like, I watched and I felt disrespected. I was like, whoa, sorry. I guess we're so busy. Moses can't wait on his milk.
No, of course. How could he? How could he? He's got to steam the milk. This is on both of them. I'm not letting Moses off the hook. Kevin, look up how old Moses
is. 17.
17. I'm not letting him off the hook. Okay. One, he should have been like, oh, my bad, mom.
Here's why this isn't Moses's fault. Moses does not know what it means to be a normal boy.
Well, that's true. But neither does Gwyneth. She doesn't know what it's like to be a normal person either. Her parents were very wealthy.
Right. I mean, I feel like she's different. Not meaning that she is different. Like she gets a pat. Like she's not just a wealthy kid. Okay.
Right.
There are wealthy kids that got screamed at by their parents and emotionally neglected. Okay. Moses ain't one of them. Moses is somebody who, for his entire life, has been told, no, they can wait for you.
That's a good point. He has a sibling named Apple. So that's not a normal person. Imagine if we did this. I mean, we do commercials here all the time. Katie, pretend like you're doing a commercial for, let's say, Set Point Wellness.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Weight loss that's working incredibly. Go ahead. Start talking about it.
I am almost 20 pounds down, 19 pounds down, thanks to Now that I am, as it's less than 3 months that I've been on set point. Sorry, Gavin's blending his protein powder. One of the great things is. I don't know.
Go on. No, go on.
I don't know how she continued.
That's a good point, too. Man, what laser focus. She should have been like that and be like, and also these probiotic pills make it so that you can tune out everything. All the terrible white noise that may or may not come into your life.
Not the kind you find in yogurt.
Unbelievable.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
It seems like nowadays it's really difficult to figure out who to trust. But something has come out of Harvard that might make it a little bit easier. And the answer is no one. There is a behavioral scientist at Harvard who is considered to be one of the leading scholars on honesty. Why is that ironic? You can probably see where this is going. She has been accused of lying in her studies, in her research, in her publishings. Lying on all kinds of stuff, data, and so on. And she's on paid leave now. Or is it paid? I think it's paid. Paid leave now. And I'm going to hand this over to Katie because she has a saying that she, one of her mantras in life.
Right.
And boy, does it seem to be true.
Never trust anybody that tells you they don't lie. And especially don't trust anybody that is the leading scholar of honesty.
Yeah.
We used to work with a guy. And if you've listened to this show for a long time, this is the guy we first worked with long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Problematic gentleman. He regularly would say, you know, I'm just not somebody that lies. I'm uncomfortable lying. Like, it's just not who I am. That bitch lied all the time.
He lied more than almost any person I know.
We were regularly catching him in a damn lie.
And you know what it was, too, was it was often a lot of gaslight lying. Like, it wasn't just, like, benign lying.
Yeah.
It was lying with an agenda.
Yes.
But you're right. And that's when Katie first told me that saying, never trust anybody who says,
I don't lie.
I don't lie. Even the expression, you can trust me.
Yeah.
Immediately, I'm like, why?
I mean, people that say, I don't lie are the people that are sort of in the camp of, I'm not racist, but.
Right.
And because everybody lies.
Everybody
you
lies.
You have to. There's no way to get through this life being 100% honest.
Right. Actually, this kind of brings us to you, Kevin.
Me?
Because out of the three of us, you lie the most.
No.
That is true.
There's another lie. You're also, if somebody were to ask us, you know, traits, I think you would probably say, no, I'm honest. I'm an honest person.
Yeah, I am. I'm honest. I'm humble. I don't lie. Ew, don't turn this on me.
You think you're humble too?
Yeah. Kevin, I don't brag about my followers or something.
Kevin, you have combined bragging and lying in the same thing.
Yeah.
Where you often will brag about something that is clearly not true.
Like what?
I mean, your sex life.
I have a plentiful sex life.
I don't know about that.
Your brain won't even let it come out smooth because well, your body's trying to reject you saying that.
No, my brain is trying to watch FCC stuff.
Right. Okay. All of your many accomplishments such as...
Yeah, Eagle Scout, Black Belt, that's
every time we ask you to prove anything you say and... The list keeps getting longer.
Well, it was an unfortunate circumstances where it fell off when I was moving and you want me to...
Fell off the back of a truck.
You're right.
I mean, your Eagle Scout certification should be easy to find. You could just, like, send an email to the Eagle Scouts.
That sounds like too much work.
Oh, it does.
It sounds like a lot of work.
If you're telling the truth about your sex life, why don't you let Katie and I have a conversation with the next girl you sex up?
I don't know about that.
Why?
Because...
Yeah?
You're going to ask leading questions.
What leading questions?
No, we're going to ask very direct questions.
How is he in bed?
Well, no. Well,
I don't care how you are in bed.
I'm very good. Thanks for asking.
Okay, there's another brag lie.
It's not a brag.
would be like, wow, he's really good. That bossa nova is really good.
Wow.
No one can look at me right now. I'm so cringy.
On the back of both of my feet, my like heel bone is maybe slightly more prominent than other people's, slightly. And I used to tell people I was born with a disability where, and see if you can track this, my foot bone was too big for my foot. Okay, the other one, and this is the most cringy. I used to tell people that my dad used to play football for the St. Louis Rams. Now you might be thinking to yourself, Katie, the St. Louis Rams, that's incredibly random. Here's why. He went to Casa Roble High School, and they are the Rams.
Oh,
so he had a football jersey from when he was back in high school that had the Rams on it. So I used to tell people, Yeah, he used to be a professional football player. And then I'd always be like, don't talk to him about it.
No, definitely don't bring it up. No, definitely don't do that. Oh, my God. 916-909-1065. We will get to the list I found on Reddit. But Mona, good morning. What was your kid lie?
Good morning. Well, my kid lie was that, let's see, William Catt was my uncle.
Who is even that?
The greatest American hero. So I am like... around 50. So this was back, I was 10, and this is probably like in the early 80s.
This was popular then?
I guess. It was popular with me.
And you told me.
We watched The Greatest American Hero, and it was William Catt, and I was so awkward as a kid. Nothing special about me, and I thought,
so you used this as a way to kind almost a conversation starter because you didn't really have anything else to talk about?
Well, no, I wasn't popular.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, you know this will make you stand out.
Thank you so much, Mona. What's really funny is that Kevin screens everything and he writes it up on a screen. He wrote that she told people her uncle was Cat Williams. Not William Cat. Cat Williams. Very different.
Very different.
Dallas, good morning.
Good morning.
What is yours?
Well, I used to tell everyone my mom was the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader because my name was Dallas and people used to make fun of my name. And then I was cool when they heard that.
In reality, so much of the cringy lies we told as kids were designed to help us be cool.
Be cool, yeah.
And they, now that when you say them out loud, are so painfully uncool.
Could your mom have passed for a Dallas cheerleader?
Oh, she could have definitely passed for a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Okay, well, thank God for that, because if it was like a, you know, you had a frumpy mom, they're like, yeah, my mom was a Dallas cheerleader. That's why she called me Dallas. And then they're like, wow. And then they go over to your house and she's like, hi. They're like, wow.
She looks like Mama June from
She's letting Honey Boo Boo. Go.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I feel like whenever we talk about Gwyneth Paltrow, we need to use this music. I assume this is...
because she's always in a hammam spa.
Gwyneth Paltrow is easily the most out-of-touch celebrity, I think, on Earth. And you know, she grew up of an extremely wealthy, famous daughter of famous parents, and she never ever got grounded. And the latest and most obvious example of that is an ad that she put up on her TikTok, and it's her hawking something ridiculous. Now, you know, she's the kind of person that always hawks ridiculous stuff.
Now, this is supposed to be just like some sort of probiotic, but I'm sure it's like, and the main ingredient is chunks of gold.
Right.
Like
right.
It's always includes something that is just weird and extreme.
Right. Exactly. So that's not what makes this so funny. What makes this so funny is her son
No, don't say it.
Okay, all right.
Play the audio. Okay, so this is her, and she's holding a probiotic.
Yep.
It's part of the Goop Wellness line, for those interested. And she's explaining the benefits of this probiotic.
So this is a 24-strain probiotic. And not the kind that you find in yogurt and stuff like that. No, this is making steaming milk.
You're not having a problem with your radio. That's the ad. And what you can't hear, because you can't hear her say anything anymore, is she looks over the shoulder and says, oh, Moses is steaming some milk right now. Moses is one of her children.
Yeah.
I assume he's an adult at this point.
I'm sure.
Here's the rest of the ad.
And so good for bloating and regularity.
The reason why I had to play the rest of the ad is because you're like, well, I'm sure that like it only lasted like 5 seconds. Moses probably started to steam milk and then realized his mom was recording and went, oh my God, I'm so sorry. No, keeps steaming the milk.
Yeah. And at no point does mom go, hey, Moses, could you stop doing that? At no point does she stop recording and go, hey, I need everybody to just be quiet. I just need like a minute.
Right.
And it's not even going to be a 3-minute TikTok. Don't worry. She just barrels through and then posted it.
Didn't do a take two.
And here's what I think makes it worse. Because Gavin thought that she was hired as an influencer for another company.
Well, that's what the TikTok you sent me said.
Oh, okay.
It said she was paid thousands of dollars to do this TikTok.
Well, it's part of her Goop Wellness line.
I wonder if other products can join the Goop Wellness line.
It feels like I watched and I felt disrespected. I was like, whoa, sorry. I guess we're so busy. Moses can't wait on his milk.
No, of course. How could he? How could he? He's got to steam the milk. This is on both of them. I'm not letting Moses off the hook. Kevin, look up how old Moses
is. 17.
17. I'm not letting him off the hook. Okay. One, he should have been like, oh, my bad, mom.
Here's why this isn't Moses's fault. Moses does not know what it means to be a normal boy.
Well, that's true. But neither does Gwyneth. She doesn't know what it's like to be a normal person either. Parents were very wealthy.
Right. I mean, I feel like she's different. Not meaning that she is different. Like she gets a pat. Like she's not just a wealthy kid. Okay.
Right.
There are wealthy kids that got screamed at by their parents and emotionally neglected. Okay. Moses ain't one of them. Moses is somebody who for his entire life has been told, no, they can wait for you.
That's a good point. He has a sibling named Apple. So that's not a normal person. Imagine if we did this. I mean, we do commercials here all the time. Katie, pretend like you're doing a commercial for, let's say, Set Point Wellness.
Okay.
Weight loss that's working incredibly. Go ahead. Start talking about it.
I am almost 20 pounds down, 19 pounds down, thanks to... Now that I am, as it's less than 3 months that I've been on Set Point. Sorry, Gavin's blending his protein powder. One of the great things is... I don't know.
Go on. No, go on.
I don't know how she continued.
That's a good point, too. Man, what laser focus. She should have been like that and be like, and also these probiotic pills make it so that you can tune out
everything.
All the terrible white noise that may or may not come into your life.
And not the kind that you find in yogurt.
Not the kind you find in yogurt.
Unbelievable.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
It seems like nowadays it's really difficult to figure out who to trust. But something has come out of Harvard that might make it a little bit easier. And the answer is no one. There is a behavioral scientist at Harvard who is considered to be one of the leading scholars on honesty. Why is that ironic? You can probably see where this is going. She has been accused of lying in her studies, in her research, in her publishings, lying on all kinds of stuff, data, and so on. And she's on paid leave now, or is it paid? I think it's paid. Paid leave now. And I'm going to hand this over to Katie because she has a saying that she, one of her mantras in life.
Right.
And boy, does it seem to be true.
Never trust anybody that tells you they don't lie. And especially don't trust anybody that is the leading scholar of honesty.
Yeah.
We used to work with a guy. And if you've listened to this show for a long time, this is the guy we first worked with long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Problematic gentleman. He regularly would say, you know, I'm just not somebody that lies. I'm uncomfortable lying. Like, it's just not who I am. That bitch lied all the time.
He lied more than almost any person I know.
We were regularly catching him in a damn lie.
And you know what it was too, was it was often a lot of gaslight lying. Like, it wasn't just like benign lying.
Yeah,
it was lying with an agenda.
Yes.
But you're right. And that's when Katie first told me that saying, never trust anybody who says,
I don't lie.
I don't lie. Even the expression, you can trust me.
Yeah.
Immediately, I'm like, why?
I mean, people that say I don't lie are the people that are sort of in the camp of I'm not racist, but.
Right.
And because everybody lies.
Everybody lies.
You have to. There's no way to get through this life being 100% honest.
Right. Actually, this kind of brings us to you, Kevin.
Me?
Because out of the three of us, you lie the most.
That is true.
There's another lie. You're also, if somebody were to ask us, you know, traits, I think you would probably say, oh, no, I'm honest. I'm an honest person.
Yeah, I am. I'm honest. I'm humble. I don't lie. Ew, don't turn this on me.
You think you're humble, too?
Yeah. Kevin, I don't brag about my followers or something.
Kevin, you have combined bragging and lying in the same thing.
Yeah.
Where you often will brag about something that is clearly not true.
Like what?
I mean, your sex life.
I have a plentiful sex life.
I don't know you about can't that.
Even, your brain won't even let it come out smooth because well, your body's trying to reject you saying
no,
that.
No, my brain is trying to watch FCC stuff.
Right. Okay. All of your many accomplishments such as...
Yeah, Eagle Scout, Black Belt, that's
every
proof.
Time we ask you to prove anything you say and... The list keeps getting longer.
Well, it was an unfortunate circumstances where it fell off when I was moving and you
fell off the back of a truck.
You're right.
I mean, your Eagle Scout certification should be easy to find. You could just like send an email to the Eagle Scouts.
That sounds like too much work.
Oh, it does.
It sounds like a lot of work.
If you're telling the truth about your sex life, why don't you let Katie and I have a conversation with the next girl you sex up?
I don't know about that.
Why?
Because...
Yeah?
You're going to ask leading questions.
What leading questions?
No, we're going to ask very direct questions.
How is he in bed?
Well, no. Well,
I don't care how you are in bed.
I'm very good. Thanks for asking.
Okay, there's another brag lie.
It's not a brag lie. It's true.
Okay, since you're in the mood to tell the truth.
Okay.
All the time.
Yeah, all the
time. When was the last time you had sex? Just answer the question.
3 months.
3 months?
Uh-huh.
Why are you smiling?
I don't know. I'm scared that you might say that I said something.
Is this somebody you've hooked up with before?
Maybe. Yes. Okay, fine. We're being honest. Yes.
Okay. Is it just like a friend with Benny's?
No.
So this is a romantic thing?
No. It was, I'm too good in bed. They want more.
Okay.
But we're not friends with Benny's.
So what are you? But you're friends.
We're just like whenever you need something.
That's a friend with benefits.
Really? Like three times a week?
Spoken like a true man who definitely has sex with women.
I do!
106.5, the end.
It's the Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Simone this morning. Good morning, Simone.
Good morning.
You and your boyfriend, Victor, have been together for how long?
For about 2 years now.
Okay.
We live together.
Do you have any kids?
No.
Okay.
No kids. Okay.
So why are you on War of the Roses?
So the other day, like, I accidentally dropped my phone, like, in the toilet.
Oh, my
so,
God.
So, you know, yeah, it's horrible. So as you do, like, I just put it in a bag of rice.
Sure.
And I needed to, you know, order some food. And I used Victor's phone. Like, I'm going to be honest. I'm not someone who goes through, like, his phone at all. But I did it. And I went on his Instagram. And I found that he had, like, a secret account. No picture. Like, no post. And he only follows his friend's wife.
Oh, what?
Yeah. There wasn't anything. Like, I couldn't find any messages, any DMs.
But
like,
it's very easily erased.
Yeah, and it's one follow, yeah. And it's her. That is suspicious and creepy. All right, so you know how War of the Roses works. It's the ultimate relationship test. We're going to get him on the phone. Katie's going to offer him some free roses as a fake telemarketer, and we'll see who he sends them to. We'll see what he writes on the card. Hopefully, we can hash this out, okay?
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak with Victor, please?
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Victor. This is Sasha with, and I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
I don't have to pay anything, do I?
Nope. No, it's really easy to get started. All I need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Yeah, can you send them to my girlfriend? Her name is Simone.
And then before I get an address for Simone, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Oh, you can just say, love you, baby.
Victor, this is actually not an offer for roses. My name's Gavin. That's actually Katie. We are the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. And listening in this whole time is your girlfriend, Simone. She wanted to see if you were given the opportunity to send flowers to somebody. Who would you send them to? Simone, you're back on. Hi.
Okay.
So, Victor, listen to your girlfriend, Simone, and explain why we're even all here.
So, why do you have a second Instagram?
there's not a really a major, like a hidden reason.
No, but why would you need one? And why would you only follow Jen?
But the reason I know Jen through college. I know Johnny, her husband, through her. So we've all been friends for the longest time, but I know her.
Yeah,
I've known her for the longest
sure.
time.
Why couldn't you just follow her on your regular account like a normal person? And also, like, why are you deleting the messages?
Ooh, good point. Because she said that there's no messages there.
Well, honestly, sometimes she's like a psychiatrist to me, and I complain about stuff. And some of the stuff I want to keep secret, and it's not, I haven't done anything.
Wait. You're complaining about me to her?
Everything
Hold on a second. Simone, did you know that Victor and this Jen person were this close?
No.
I'm pretty sure I mentioned it multiple times that she and I are super tight.
I don't know what Katie is thinking right now. I am not getting the impression that Victor is lying.
I'm getting the impression that at the very least there are secret conversations happening with another woman. I'm guessing her husband doesn't know, his girlfriend didn't know, and it's being done in a way that his girlfriend could never see and he doesn't tell her about. I never think it's a good idea when your guy is talking about your relationship problems with another female.
Yeah, unless it's a therapist.
Unless it's a therapist or their sister or, I mean,
if she's
or
a guy,
like if
it
was,
wouldn't be a problem. And she's like a guy to me.
Okay, but you're not telling your girlfriend about it. Like, I'm like a guy to Gavin, but his wife is very aware of how good of friends we are and that we talk all the time.
And you're like deleting the messages.
I feel like he's tricking us with his tone of voice.
I feel like he's being honest because of his tone. Victor, if you're tricking
dumb.
Us, you're like, this is like Academy Award level performance because I feel like he's not even hesitating.
She didn't even know that they were
I know. I think, but I'm not condoning any of it. Whether it's a male-female relationship or the same gender relationship, if there's a history there, feel like that needs to be honored. And if you're threatened by that for whatever reason, then that's the problem, not that relationship.
But she is saying that.
Hold on. That's all I'm saying. Generally, just okay. Generally in situations like that. Listen, text messages are coming into 916-909-1065. Victor, there are not many people agreeing with me.
I'm not doing anything, so I don't know what else to say.
The messages.
We have run this ship ashore, so we are going to get out of here, but good luck to you guys. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got to do it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.